Alright, Jabo said good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on the bottom of page Kuf Tes Zayin. The section that begins Banim Atem Lamakum. Your children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Banim Atem Lamakum. Otarach Vadas Binyan Hayisurim. Sheish La'adam Im B'nei Beiso. So a person should also know in general that if a person is having difficulties with the members of his household, remember, we are called banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're banim of Kuf Tes Zayin. We are called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azay Hashem Yisbarach Meramiz La'adam Bebanim Shalo Bidiyuk Ma'u Choshev Alav. This is a very dramatic statement. So the Mechaber says that since we are called banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are called sons, we are called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a child-parent relationship with God. So very often, the Ribono Shel Olam shows us how he feels about us through our relationship with our children. L'mashal, im b'no eino shomealo. For example, if my child doesn't listen to me, simin shu eino shomealo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This could be a simin that I'm not listening to God. And if my son is a little bit chutzbedik, remember, every time we discuss concepts like this, it's always important to a certain degree, take it literally, but not too literally. Meaning, the idea that we're developing here is that Lemaisa, the world is our mirror. And we're going to discuss this in just a little bit more. And sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to me and relays messages to me are through the events of my life. So what the Mechaber is pointing out over here is the nature of my relationship with my children is not something that just is has to do with relationships. This also is somehow, in some way, a reflection of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, does it literally mean that if my kid talked back to me today, so at the end of the day, that means that God is unhappy with me? No. No, it could just mean that my child talked back to me. But the idea is that it's my job. You see, also, sometimes life, and you hope we see this theme coming up over and over and over again, I can't really ever know with absolute certainty why things happen to me in life in the way that they happen. But even though I can't know with absolute certainty, my job is to try to figure out how to squeeze meaning out of all of these life occurrences. So what the Mechaber is saying over here is even the nature of my relationship with my children is not something that is random. If it's in a state of disrepair, it causes me to ask myself, what does that mean? What does that say? Now, sometimes it can speak about my quality as a parent. Sometimes, you know, parents do things right, parents do things wrong. But sometimes there are situations where a parent says, you know what, I'm pretty sure I did what I was supposed to do, and yet still, this is where it is. So again, do I know the reason for that? No, because remember, our children have free will also. But, says the Mechaber, it is important to try to find a deeper meaning for me in my relationship between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if there's a disconnect between me and my Ben, that may be reflective of a certain level of disconnect between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, top of page Kuf Yud Zayin, second line down. We'll say this is an incredible yisod. Sometimes, if I have a state of disconnect or disrepair with my children, that may also be reflective of the nature I have with my own, of the relationship I have with my own parents. Listen to what he writes over here. Meaning, it could be that I caused pain to my parents, and therefore, ultimately, again, my children are causing pain to me. He says, "Ki arbe pamim, hagalgal chozer alav." That statement is a strong one. Hagalgal chozer alav. In other words, I guess as we colloquially say, what goes around comes around, right? And what he's saying over here is, if I'm having difficulty with my children, so yes, I have to ask myself two things. Number one, is this potentially reflective of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Could it be that I have not been a dutiful son to God, and therefore perhaps that's manifesting itself in some of the discord within my family? Or is it also possible that I'm not mechabed my parents properly? Is that possible that I don't presently, or if they're no longer alive, I didn't give them the right kind of covet when they were alive? And perhaps this is the message that HaKadosh Baruch was sending me. I was deficient in my kibud avayim, And therefore, again, this is manifesting in my home. He says, "V'yiladav osim lo." This is amazing. "V'yiladav osim lo bidyuk mashu asa lahorav." Sometimes, again, my children do to me exactly what it is that I did to my parents, right? Like the famous parental refrain of, what is it? I hope you have children just like you. Something like that. But this idea was said, the yisod is incredible. Meaning, if you think about it, I think we all encounter, every parent encounters situations with their children. I think the novelty of this is, rarely do we go ahead and do we ask ourselves, you know, what does this mean about my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The point that the Mechaber is trying to make, Rav Osei, is that even in these type of day-to-day familial situations, I have to ask myself, what is the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do I internalize it? How do I actualize it? Next section, page Kof Yod Zayin, second section, Ezer Kenegdom. Furthermore, Am Yisrael Mikraim Ha'isha Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyachom. Am Yisrael is called the wife of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning, remember, there are many different ways in which the God relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael ultimately manifests itself. There are many different ways. So again, sometimes it's a father and a son, sometimes it's a king and servants, and sometimes it's a husband and a wife. It's a husband and a wife. Kivyachol, l'chein, listen to this, we both say, derech ishto, yuchal ha'adam, l'havin keitzad hu noi klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We both say, this is amazing. Sometimes, if you want to see the nature of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you look at the nature of your relationship with your wife. Kimo shekasav al ha'pasuk, eselo ezer kinegdo. Right, the pasuk says, "I will make Adam, I will make him a helpmate." Ezer means a helpmate. Kinegdo, opposite him. And what does Rashi HaKadosh say? Im zocha ha'adam, nazis ishto ezer. If a man is worthy, then his wife ultimately becomes a helpmate. Vim lo zocha, but if he wasn't found worthy, harihi kinegdo. She could be oppositional to him. Kashera adam zach b'masov. Azai ishto nochelo va'ozer eslo. When a man is in a good place and his actions are good and meaningful, then his wife is nocha, his wife is kind and helpful. Ve'ilu kasher in ma'asim tovim. But when his actions are not good, azai hi misnaged eslo. Ultimately, again, she rebels against him. I will say, now I want to be clear. Anytime you speak about relationships, and you just present things in a very, you know, straightforward way, I'm obviously missing a lot of other intangible aspects of relationship. Meaning, a man could be very wonderful and still be in a bad marriage because of a whole variety of different things. We're talking about in a vacuum. And the point that the Mechaber is trying to make over here over and over and over is that our life relationships mean more than just those relationships, but often our life relationships can be a window into our relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, again, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is called a husband and a wife. And therefore, sometimes if a person wants a window into their relationship with God, if one looks at the state of their marriage, so sometimes a person could get a little bit of an inkling, a little bit of an insight into what my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Od muva b'shem HaRizal. But say, this is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful yisod. Od muva b'shem HaRizal. She ishto shel ha'adam. This is a very beautiful idea that the Arizal brings down, that a man's wife is his mirror. Ulefi hisnagus shala, lefi amidos shala, lefi ayira shamayim shala, yochol hu liros es atzmo kibimare. So the Arizal says that a man's wife is like his mirror. And if you look at her midos, if you look at her yira shamayim, if you look ultimately again of the aspects of her personality, a husband is able to learn a lot about himself. L'dugma, im hi ka'asonis. So the Arizal says, for example, if my wife has a short temper, simin shehu ka'ason. That could be a simin. She could be reflecting midos that I have, that I've brought into this home, that I've brought into this marriage, and therefore if I see that she has a short fuse, I may have to ask myself, do I have a problem with kas? V'afilu nidme lo shu adam ragua. Even if I tell myself, no, I don't have a problem with anger, right? I'm a very calm person. Yifashesh b'masa v'yira, shiyesh b'socho harbe kas. Sometimes a person thinks that he's calm. Sometimes a person thinks that he's measured, but in reality there's a lot of kas, there's a lot of anger that's there. Shu'ena mudalo. We'll say sometimes, you know, we hold on to a wellspring of anger that's there, that's bubbling up, that we just have not yet acknowledged, but it's there. V'lachin, marim elo es derech ishto bizichuchis magdalis. We'll say this is an amazing statement. So it turns out, says the Arizal, that in fact, very much a wife's behavior is reflective of how her husband is treating her and the nature of the quality of her husband's personality. So if a wife has a problem with anger, again, sometimes it could just be the wife's problem with anger, but it could also be reflective of the husband's difficulty with not dealing with his kas, with his anger. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows me that I have a problem through my wife. She becomes ultimately, again, the mirror to me, to be able to see what the issues that I have to work on. He says, V'lachim marim lo ezeh. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows me the problems that I have. Derech ishto, through my wife. Bizichuches magdalas. Well, it says, Zichuches magdalas means what? A magnifying glass. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows me my issues through a magnifying glass. Who's the magnifying glass? It's my wife. Hamashkefes es pinimius hamitis. She's able to magnify who I truly am on the inside. Oim huroa shehi mizalzelas be'ize mitzvah. It could be that again, if a person chas v'shalom sees that his wife is weak in a particular mitzvah, simin shetzlo yesh chulsha b'kiyum osa mitzvah. It could be that I have the problem. I'm really the one with the problem with that mitzvah. But again, the Ribbono Shel Olam is showing it to me ultimately through the actions of my wife. Gam b'mikra kazeh. He's talking shibichitzonios who achin mekayim osa mitzvah, abal bepnimius who eino mechuber ima. Because most, you know, sometimes a person can be connected with a particular mitzvah in the chitzonius externally, but in the pnimius on the inside they're not really connected with it. He said v'lachin who eino meyer beishto es or shel hamitzvah. And therefore, you know, both say, you know, if a man doesn't bring a certain light of ruchnius to his home, so the other members of the home don't catch on to it. V'chin azu haderach b'chol inyan ve'inyan v'tzarech kol echal lehisbonin ulahosef midaito be'inyanem hashayachim lo. Harbe meha yisurim sheish la'adam mishalom bayis bo'im kedei l'ramiz la'apagam be'emuno shalom o be'gaiva o be'niuf o be'pegame einayim. Bosa, this is an incredible yisur. The last two lines on page Kuf Yud Zayin writes the Mechaber, there are many times when a person struggles with his shalom bayis that ultimately, again, struggles of shalom bayis are manifestations not of necessarily marital problems, but that manifestation, shalom bayis issues often could be a manifestation of my own problems. But Shabbos said, we all know this to be true. Because the truth is, more often than not, when we get into issues with shalom bayis, usually it's because I'm not in a good place. Right? I mean, if a man is honest with himself, if a man is in a good place, and a man is in a good place with his ruchnius, and he feels that he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu kidasu kidin, and let's say a person is happy at work, so the things that are important to you in life are in a good place, you're usually much more present and much more successful in your marriage. It's when things are in a state of disrepair that ultimately, again, people tend to bring these feelings of failure into their relationships. Of course, no one's ever going to say to their wife, you know, I feel like a bad Jew, let's fight. You know, but really what more ends up happening is that I'm unhappy with myself. And so when I'm unhappy with myself, it's so much easier to pick out the deficiencies in the other, and that's ultimately how problems begin. So the Mechaber just says, and I both say, this is an incredible yisod. And again, I can't tell you enough that it doesn't mean we have to be careful how literally we take the Mechaber is painting a picture, and the picture that he's painting is that the Ribbono Shel Olam communicates with us in all different kinds of ways. The Ribbono Shel Olam communicates with us through our relationships, so that when there is a level of dysfunction, or where there is some disrepair in a relationship, whether it's with my children, whether it's with my parents, whether it's with my spouse, yes, sometimes it means I have to work on my marriage, or on my parenting, or on my being a child, but sometimes it also means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to tell me that something in me is in a state of disrepair. Sometimes I'll say, this is amazing. Sometimes when you see the problem in the other, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam trying to tell me that the problem is with me. Well, so that's why, you know, and with this we'll really have to stop, but that's why, you know, there are some people who go through life and they could tell you what's wrong with every single other person. Right? They could point out, they could even give it to you like in an alphabetized list. You know what your problem is? I'll tell you what your problem is. And they can give you the 15 things. And they could tell you what's broken about their spouse. They could tell you what's broken about their kids, what's broken about their friends, what's broken about their parents. You ask them, no, by the way, is there anything you think you need to work on? And of course, Baruch Hashem, no, I'm good. Thank God. And listen, but the yesod is, if you're that kind of person who sees the deficiencies in everyone and everything else, just know that the world may be your mirror. And the ability, and the fact that you see that which is broken in every other situation may be indicative of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing you to see this in order to show me what it is that I have to go ahead and work on. Right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up top of page Kuf Yud Ches, Mir Tzashen, tomorrow morning.